AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia says it won't start a war in Ukraine, but says the U.S. and NATO are ignoring its demands.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov telling reporters the Kremlin doesn't want a war, but neither will it let its interests be trampled on and ignored. President Vladimir Putin delivered the same message in a phone call with French President Emmanuel Macron, charging the West has failed to even consider Russia's key concerns. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's military buildup near Ukraine continues, and while its intentions are unclear, NATO is ready either way.
To engage in political dialogue, but we're also ready to respond if Russia chooses an armed conflict.
As for Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian military action remains a distinct possibility, but panic isn't helping, potentially destabilizing the country economically. I'm Ben Thomas.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says Russia is being strongly encouraged to stand down.
Success here is through dialogue.
Arriving just hours after a bridge collapse, President Biden had striking evidence in Pittsburgh supporting a new infrastructure law.
We're going to rebuild that bridge, along with thousands of other bridges in Pennsylvania and across the country, because it's in our interest, for our own safety's sake, and it generates commerce in a way that we can't do now.
Minor injuries were reported from the bridge collapse. A decision has been made in Wisconsin on what to do with the assault-style rifle Kyle Rittenhouse used to kill two people during a 2020 street protest in Kenosha.
The defense, the state, and also Dominic Black, who purchased that firearm, have all signed off on a stipulation whereby the Kenosha Police Department and Joint Services will destroy that firearm, as well as the magazine and the scope.
A jury acquitted Rittenhouse of the charges. Stocks are higher at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. Toyota hopes to be traveling to the moon.
The company Toyota says it's working with Japan's space agency on a vehicle to explore the lunar surface, with ambitions to help people live on the moon by 2040 and eventually live on Mars. The vehicle, developed with the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, is called Lunar Cruiser, whose name pays homage to the Toyota Land Cruiser sports utility vehicle. The company sees space as an area for our once-in-a-century transformation. An executive says robots come in handy for working in space, which holds dangers for astronauts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kia is recalling more than 400,000 vehicles in the U.S. to fix a problem that can stop the airbags from inflating in a crash. The company says it has 13 customer complaints, but no crashes or injuries reported. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.